Okay. A good winter to everyone. Just before we start, Daf Lamed Vav, Maseches Ksuvos. Many of the Mefarshim explain that Yom Kippur is like a Yom Kabbalas HaTorah. It's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnius. And that's the day of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Just like Shavuos was the day of a marriage, a chasana. And Yom Kippur is the day of a chasana. And after the chasana, you have Sheva Brachas. You have a special days of Yechidius between the chasana and the kala. We had Sukkos. We had special days in the Tzilah Dehemnusa. But really, Lamaisa, the ultimate tachlis of a wedding is to live together on a daily basis. And that's after all the external excitement, and after the marriage, and after the Sheva Brachas, and you go and you live together, and that's what the life is about. And that's what we start today. Today is the first day of the post Yom Ha'Arayim experience, and this is what it's all about. It's all about the day in, the day out, the commitments, the Talmud Torah that we have the schus of being involved in each and every day. Okay, so that's what we're going to start today. Daf Lamed Hei Mabez, we're starting by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan, and again, the past few days have been amazing. Maseches Ksubas Dafim, many Shas Sugyas coming up, and we'll continue those in the coming weeks as well. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, two dots. So if you remember the context that we have been talking about, the first Mishnah in the Perek has been talking about Knas of Onis Mefata, that a man who is Ma'anis or Mefata, a woman, has to pay her a Knas. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. Arayos v'shnios la'arayos, ein lahen lo knas v'lo pitui. Arayos and shnios la'arayos, which the Gemara is going to talk about what exactly that means. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Bez Hashem, the Gemara says they don't have knas or pitui. What is knas or pitui? What do you mean? Pitui has knas. So any knas or pitui. So why is, Rashi explains that knas means anusa and pitui means mefuta. So why by Ones is called knas, and by mefuta it's called pitui. Right, what's the difference? They're both knasos. So Tosfos says that maybe, but the little Tosfos low, first he changes the girsa, then he says maybe if you keep the girsa, by ones is called knas, because as we'll see later on, by ones there's no choice. You have to pay no matter what. You have to get married to her, and you have to pay. Velosia leisha, and you have to pay. That's the halakha by ones. By mefata, the Gemara learns later on, there's a choice. By mefata, if one does not get married, then he has to pay the knas. But if he chooses to pay the knas, then he does not have to marry her. The mefata and the mefuta, mefata does not have to marry the mefuta. That halacha is only by an ma'anes and an ne'anas. He has to get married, and he has to pay the knas. Stosa suggests, b'shem the re, that maybe that's why by ones it's called a knas, because it's a knas that has to happen. It's called shosa ba'atzitzo. That's Tosfos' lashon. Mashe'en came when it comes to mefata. The Shita B'Kubetzos here has another pshat. He says that maybe by ones it's more ro'i lichnos. Meaning he did something wrong in a more extreme way. So that's why that's called a knas more than the pitui suggestions. That's why he calls it a knas. Then he has another interesting line where he says, b'shem the rava, he says, V'od diknas anusahu al hapula atzma sha'asa da'ansa. By anusa, the knas is for the maisa that he did. It was ma'anisir. Ulachim b'chayiv le'lishalim. Aval di mefuta, what's he getting punished for? Is it the same mechayiv for onis and mefata? So he says, no. He says, by onis, the mechayiv is for the maisa. By mefata, hu al tchilas hadibur shepita usa. Mefata is because of the beginning of the act. You got her into the maisa. You can't fault them. She was willing, b'shas maisa. But the problem is that he got her to become willing. Interesting, a different mechayev for the money of mefata. Well, tchilas hadibur shepita usa, but gemar maisa ein roi lefroa. Shemi daita avid hilka kari lepita. That's why he doesn't call it knas, because knas would reflect a knas on the maisa. This isn't a knas on the maisa. The knas at least is for the tchilas hadibur, and therefore you call it something different. Just that little change in lashon gives us three possibilities for the difference between ones and mefata. Okay, that's the first line, but we don't know what arayos or shkiyos arayos are yet. We'll get to that soon. Hamimma enes. What about a mimma enes? Ein lo loknas v'lo pita. Mimma enes, as we mentioned a number of times, we had a whole parak about it at the end of Maseches Yevamos. A girl whose father died, whose the chazal gave the power to her mother or brothers to marry her off and create an ishus midirabanan. They're not married midaraisa. Midaraisa, a girl can get married if she is a gedola or if her father marries her off. If she does not have a father, So then, or if not, doesn't have a father who could do it right now, maybe she was married before and then she got divorced. Also, that's called Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. Either way, the mother and the brothers create a Ishus Drabanan. She has the power to walk out. She has the power to walk out, do mi'un, up until a certain time, as we'll see later on the Be'ez Shem on our daf, until what time. So this woman, who's a Mema'enes, who did mi'un to her husband, and then she is ne'enas, or befuta, ein lo knas lo pitui. She does not have knas or pitui. Why? Rashi explains, she's not a cheskas psula. Right? A knas is only by a nara psula. But here this woman was married before, so what, that she walked out. But she is not becheskas psula anymore, and therefore she has no knas. Ask the Ramban, isn't that pashut? What, every nesua. So Menemanis was also a nesua. So what, that she's ochre, the ochre elam afreya, but doesn't it, still she doesn't change mitzius. So the Ramban says, what's the chiddush? The Ramban tries to figure out, maybe it's based, what if she says she was a psula, and she has a cheskas psula, because she was a katana? The Ramban tries to figure out exactly what the chiddush is. Tosas here has a chiddush, though. Tosas has the same question in Mima NS, and Tosas says, v'nira l'ri, about the fifth line of Tosas, v'nira l'ri, tahachi pirusho, ein lo loknas v'lo pitui, im ansa baila, o pita osa, kishahaisa tachtav, kodem mi'un. If the husband himself was mefater ma'aniser during their marriage, but then later on what happened? Later on she does mi'un. So l'mafreya, they were not married. L'mafreya, they were not married. So maybe there, avagav t'kishemiyan igloi milsa d'lo haisa ishto. It comes out l'mafreya that they weren't married. So therefore, that says Tosa, that's the chiddush. You might say there, you're chayef kanas. Because mamela, they weren't married. So he was ma'anis and mefata her. Kamash Mala, no, that she was still married b'shaitos. This relates, I'll leave the question a second. This relates to a discussion that we touched on a number of times in the Achronim. Whenever you have something that goes l'mafreya, goes retroactively. Achronim call it, is it l'mafreya l'mafreya, or mikana l'haba l'mafreya? Is it that once it happens retroactively, we totally do not see the original past? The original past does not exist. It's as if it's always been that we rewrote history totally. That's called l'mafreya l'mafreya. Or do we say, no, it's mikanu lahaba l'mafreya. It happened. It happened in the past. But once the future occurs, and we can say l'mafreya, that retroactively, we can give something the status as if it was retroactively. But you don't really rewrite history. So maybe that's the issue with Tosfos. The Havamina was that you could even say l'mafreya, l'mafreya. It totally, they weren't married ever, and therefore you could even say there was a knas b'shaito. Kamash Malan, you don't go that far. You're right, Mema'enes uproots the marriage, but you're not going to say that it's going to uproot it totally as if it didn't exist. You'd be chayav knas at the moment. Either way, that's Tosfos's pshat, what the chiddush of Mema'enes is. Yeah. If there was a Maisa Bia, right? So you have to say there was no. Well, then they wouldn't have been. She couldn't be Menes then. If there was a Maisa Bia then already. So we have to be talking about a case where she was Menes beforehand.
But the
din
of Onis
Mepada
is only for an hour, right?
No, Onis Mepada for an hour is only according to Rabbi Meir. We pass like the Rabbanon that even a Ketana. We're going to get back to that later. Okay. Good. So that's the first two lines. We already have discussions of Tosis. So we have Arayas, Shias Larayas, and we have Menes. Islandis. In Islandis, if somebody is Ma'anis or Mefata in Islandis, also no kas or pitui. Why? So this is where you saw what you just said comes up, because this Brisa, as we will see later, seems to be going according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir holds that a ketana does not get a kanas, only an ara. We had that back at the beginning of the parak adav chavtes. And an Islandis, again it's a machlokes, but the Gemara is assuming, an Islandis does not have na'ara's days. Even though a normal girl, healthy girl, goes Tana, up until 12. 12 to 12 and a half is a Nara. 12 and a half and above is a Bogeres. An Islandis goes straight from Katnus to Bagris. Katnus until 20, and then from 20, she's a Bogeres. Right? There's no stage of Nara. So that's why the Brisa says there is no Knas, because the Knas is only for a Nara, and she does not have a Nara's stage. And therefore she goes, this is according to Rabbi Meir, that a Katana does not have Knas. And finally, and the final one, a woman who is getting divorced because there was a shame ra said about her, also she has no knas or pitui. The Gemara is going to say, isn't she a baskila? So what do you mean? She does not know no knas or pitui. So the Gemara will explain those later. So now we go back to the first one. So my arrives and my shiyos la arrives. what does it mean that if a person is ma'anis or mefata, arayos or shnios la'arayos, that there is no knas? Ilema arayos arayos mamish, shnios b'divrei sofrim. Is it that, like we would have said, arayos means real gili arayos, arayos d'araysa? Rashi says, right, the mefurish b'achremos, et shnios are those that are midivrei sofrim. Rashi says, shegazru chachal mal shnios, right, yivam estaf chafalif, with all the shnios, the list of shnios. So if that's what it means, that if a person lives with arayos, ma'anis arayos or shnios, so then there is no knas. Ask the Gemara, but that's not true. Kiven to be d'araysa chazilei, mida araysa, by the shnios. Mida araysa, this woman is mutter. So, because Chazal said it's usher to live with this woman, that could uproot the knas. Am I in the knas? That could uproot the knas. The Gemara is not assuming that we're not going to have a shev al tasa. Yishkor b'yad chachamim. We're not assuming that. The Gemara is saying, mida araysa, this woman is roy. The woman is fit. So why ain't la knas? So it can be araysa shnios la rayos. Remember here what we mentioned, a thought from the Shidim Kubetzes back on Daf Chavtes at the beginning of the parak, where we had a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos about the word Nesinim. About the word Nesinim. Who were the Nesinim? The first Mishnah of the parak said Nesinim, right? Elu Nara Sheyesh Lahem Knas, and the Gemara Sheyesh Lahem Knas, and the second one is Nesinim. So Rashi there has said Nesinim means Asar Midir Rabbanan. They were gozer on the Nesinim. Tosfos argues five different kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi. Can't say that's the Rabbanan. Nesinim always go with other Yisuri Daraisa, but it's the Rabbanan. But on Amud Beis there, Nesinim were used as a nafgamina between two different opinions, which are going to come up again, so I'll mention it now, between Shimon HaTimni and Rashi Ben Manasya. Who gets a knas? Felosia Leisha, a woman who you can marry or a woman who you're allowed to marry? We're going to have that in a minute again, so we have to remember that machlokas. Isha haru'uya l'kaima, who you can marry, or Isha sheishbo havaya. Sorry, Isha yishbo havaya, who you can marry, or Isha haru'uya l'kaima, who you're allowed to marry. That was an afkamina. So, and a nasin was considered a woman who you're not allowed to marry. So the Shidduch Kubetz is there, asks on Rashi. The Gemara over there seems to say the Nesinim is a woman who does not get a knas, because you're not allowed to marry her. Lamaisa, tachlis, while over here, shnios la'arayis, the Gemara assumes, what do you mean? Midaraisa, she's fine. Midrabanan, you can't marry her. So what, Midrabanan, you can't marry her? It's a steer in the Gemara, according to Rashi. Over there, the Gemara says, Nesinim, you're Lamaisa, not allowed to marry, therefore there's no Knas. Here, Shnias Larayas, Lamaisa, don't look at Lamaisa. Look at Midaraisa. Midaraisa, you can marry them, so there shouldn't be a Knas. So the Shidduch Kubetz says, there, says, that's the Diak in Rashi. What's Rashi saying here? Gozru Laharchik min Avera. We know what the Shnias are. And just Rashi say this, right? Midrabanan, he's heard the Rabbanan. Says the Shibu Kubetzes here, no, it's a lumdus. Shnios. Chazal did not give them the status of a Rayos de Rabbanan. No, they were Gozer Laharchik min Avera. It's a pure what we would call the Isurei Gavra. Don't live with them. Do they have any inherent status of an Arayos? No. Nesinim. Oh, Nesinim are Arayos. Isurim midrabanan bechefza, not bechefza, but in the nature of the avera. Lefi shanya shnias min nesina. The nesina David gozer alim shlo yavo bakal kim mamzer mishar psulim. David was gozer like to become like a mamzer. The hilkach we call makam hari ena ruim lavo bakal. Vishnias just laharchik min avera. He says that's the diak in Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Gozer laharchik. What's Rashi saying? That's the beauty of Rashi. He's alluding to a difference. His own shita. These are different than the Nesinim. But Nesinim are also Laharchik. Rashi didn't say that there. Okay. So back to the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that our Braisa says that there's no Knas by Arayos and Shnias La'arayos, so it can't be Kipshuto, because there would be a Knas by Shnias La'arayos. So Ella, what does the Gemara mean? Arayos Chayve Mises Bezdin, Shnios Chayve Krisus. Arayos means Chayve Mises. Shnios here does not mean what we would call shnios. Shnios means secondary. Secondary within biblical. Secondary means chayvei krisus. Mean chayvei mises and chayvei krisus both don't have a knas. They don't have a knas, right? We had earlier, we'll see, according to Rabbi Chonin ben Akana. We had Rabbi Chonin ben Akana who says that kimle b'drabi minei applies to even chayvei krisus. Right, so we had a machlokes within Rabbi Nechunya what his makar was. Does it even include chayvei misa b'dei shamayim? But at least includes chayvei krisus. So the Gemara, maybe that's what the Brisa is saying. Arayus means misa bezin, and shnios la'arayus means chayvei krisus. Aval chayvei lavin yishlam knas. But what would be left off the list? Chayvei lavin. Chayvei lavin would have a knas. Umani, and who would this be then going according to? Shimon HaTimni. It would be going like Shimon HaTimni, who says that Says that what? What we just mentioned, Isha sheyesh ba havaya. Any woman who you possibly can marry gets a knas. Chai v'lavin, you could marry. Not allowed to marry, but you can marry. So that maybe that's what the Brisa, whose opinion the Brisa is following. Shimon HaTimni. Or, Ika da Amre, Arayos, maybe Arayos includes both. Chai v'misa bezav chai v'krisus. They're both included in the word Arayos. Shnios chai v'lavin. That's a real secondary. Right? Krisus is like misas. Umani, if that's the case, that even chai v'lavin, this Brisa is saying, do not get a knas. So then this Brisa would be following the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Manasyehi. Rav Manasyehi who says, lo si el isha, who gets a knas? Only a woman who you are allowed to marry. And chai v'lavin, you're not allowed to marry, even though you're possibly can marry, and those are the two opinions who the Brisa would be like.
If you don't hold a chulin and a katan, isn't kares primary and misas bezin secondary?
If you don't hold a chulin and a katan, no, chayvi misas bezin is always considered the more chomer one.
Here it's more chomer because you get a kares and you get a
katan. Sorry, but you don't look at that. You look at the inherent stringent punishment. Is that more chomer or not? You don't look at it whether it's gonna you get another punishment with it. It's more stringent in that it allows for another punishment. But it only allows for another. I mean, it's different. The reason that you argue Rav Chanina Kanda is not because Karis is better or worse. It's different. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says Bezdin is from Bezdin. Bezdin, you might say that Kimle, one of the understandings is that Bezdin can't be managed, two punishments. But if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean that Karis is worse. It's just that he says because Bezdin can't be managed, too. We're going to talk about Kimle a little bit more on a base.
So is this against Rabba that you don't say Kimle by Kanas?
It is against Rabba, you don't say Kimle by Knas. One of the Rishonim, yes, discussed that. One of the Rishonim discussed that right. You don't know, because here this is about, right. Right, so they have to figure out exactly what you would do with that Shita, whether Knas would be included or it's based on a different Mechaev. Okay, Tosfos on top talks about Rabbi Chanina ben Akan. Let's continue. Two dots. Ha mime enes, in a lo knas v'lo pitui. So the Brisa says that a mime enes. No knas or pitu. Again, a enes, different pshat than we had before, but pashtus, a woman who was married when she was a ktana, and she did me, and she left the marriage, so she's not a psula anymore. She doesn't have a cheskas psula, and therefore, there is no knas or pitu if a man is ma'anis or mefat to her. Ha ktana ba'alma isla. But what do we mashma? A woman who is mime enes does not get, meaning she was married when she was a ktana, and she walked out of the marriage. She has no knas. But what about stama ktana? She would get isla, she would get a knas. That's what we're medayik from that line. Mani Rabbanani. So who is that like? The Shita of the Rabbanan. Da Amri Ketana Yesh Laknas. The Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Meir say that even a Ketana has a Knas. Rabbi Meir we had back on Daf Chavtes, Omad Aleph. Rabbi Meir says, no, only an Ara gets a Knas, not a Ketana. But where the Rabbanan argue, the Rabbanan say, Yesh Laknas. So from the line of the Brisa, we're going to focus on two lines of the Brisa. We're going to have opposite the Yukim. The Brisa says, a Mimma Enes, a woman who leaves a marriage does not have a knas because she's not a psul anymore. Mashma, a regular ketana who was never married, does have a knas. That sounds like the shita of the Rabbanan. But the next line, ema seifa, islandis, ein lo knas lo pitui. The next line of the Brisa says an islandis, as we said, does not get a knas u pitui. Why doesn't an islandis get knas? We said because an islandis goes from katnus to bagrus. She has no state of na'arus, and therefore only na'ara gets a knas. Who is that shita like? Asila Remeir, Domar Ketana Ein Laknas. So that goes like a Remeir. The Mamanis line seems to go like the Rabbanan. The Islandis line seems to go like Rabbi Meir, who says a Ketana does not get a knas, and that's why an Islandis doesn't get a knas. Right, and that's why an Islandis doesn't get a knas, because she goes from Katnusa to Bagris. Reish Rabbanan, save Rabbi Meir. So what do we do? Well, the Reish is like the Rabbanan, save is like Rabbi Meir. So, three possibilities. The third one will be accepted. Number one, the chitay makulu Rabbi Meir he. Maybe the whole Brisa is like Rabbi Meir, meaning the line of islandis is really good, right? The islandis is not going to knas. Why? Because when she's a katana, she's not deserving of a knas. It's like she's Rabbi Meir. So the islandis line is fine. What about the mamanis line? We're stuck. The mamanis line was mashma against Rabbi Meir. No, oba ma'enas savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the mamanis context. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to allude to it, that even a na'ara could be mema enes. Even a na'ara, even when she's a gdola, as long as she hasn't had another bia. As long as she hasn't had another bia with her husband, even a na'ara can do miyun. Up until a certain point, as we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda requires a certain stage of godless, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a na'ara can do miyun. So then maybe that's the line of mema enes in our Brisa. We're talking about a mema enes na'ara. That's how you understand it. A mema enes na'ara gets no knas, but stam and na'ara gets a knas. So that can be like Rabbi Meir. So the whole bracha is like Rabbi Meir. The island is fine, is like Rabbi Meir. Fits in fine, because a katana doesn't get a knas. And the manas line is really referring to a nara. Manas nara doesn't get a knas, but a regular nara gets a knas, like Rabbi Meir. Beautiful. So the Gemara doesn't work. Umi savrala. We know Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the problem. Vatanya. The bracha says, ad masa habas manas. What's the limit? Until when can a girl be ma'enes? Achatavish de Cyrus de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says until she's a gdola. So she brings de Cyrus, two hairs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer a little bit more. Achayarvish shachar al alavan. Mishonim discuss exactly what this means. Until there's more black than white. What does that mean? Most Mishonim assume that it just means that the hairs are long enough to be able to lean against the skin, so it gives the appearance of black. Either way, it's a little older into the Na'ara stage, according to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you see beferish? The Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't give that answer. So option number one is out. The Brisa can't be Shidis Rabbi Meir. So option number two, El Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say the opposite. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that what? That a Na'ara could be Ma'anes. So the Ma'anes line is fine. Right? Ma'anes Na'ara does not get a Knas, but a regular Na'ara does get a Knas. I voted about the Islandist line. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Meir. The other way. El Ubaktana, something like Rabbi Meir. Maybe the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Meir, that there's no knas for a ktana. Maybe does that work? So the Gemara says again, no, that doesn't work either. Umi savrala, v'yomer of Yehuda marav, zu divrei Rabbi Meir. No, Rabbi Yehuda stated that this shita is Rav Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda marav said, this shita of a ketana not getting a knas is the words of Rabbi Meir. V'im Isa, and if Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rabbi Meir, zu div Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda b'mayalei. You should have said both. This is the sheet of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's obvious that he does not hold like Rabbi Meir. Question mark. So we're still stuck. Who is the author of our Braisa? Again, the two lines of our Braisa are mashma, opposite ideas. Meme'enes, not getting a knas, is mashma that a regular ketana gets a knas. An islandess not getting a knas is mashma that a ketana does not get a knas. So we try to be Meir, we try to be Yehuda. Interesting Tosis. And on the side, Tosis, the Maskel of the Im says, there's a shita of Rabbi Yoshia in another Gemara that also holds like a Meir. So why did the Gemara only say, hey, it should have said a Meir and a Yehuda miboyle? Why didn't it say Rabbi Meir and a Yoshia miboyle? So Tosis says, no. Rabbi Yoshia has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir. Who always argues with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Yehuda always argues with Rabbi Meir. So if Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Meir, you put them together here. It's his bar plukte. Rabbi Yoshia, but he had to have mentioned every single opinion in Shas that holds like this? No, but if his Chavrusa holds like him, then you could say that, you know, they both hold like this. So that's Tosa Shita that Ulahachim Isha del Polik, Havali Meir, Zudir Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. It's his bar plukte. Okay, so we're stuck. So who is the Brisa like? So, third option. Hi Tana Sabala Rabbi Meir Bachadu Paligale Bachada. Easy answer. It's not Rabbi Yehuda who holds like Rabbi Meir. It's not like Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's some other opinion who holds like Rabbi Meir by one and Rabbi Yehuda by the other. Some other, an anonymous opinion, who holds like Rabbi Meir about Ketana, that Ketana gets no Knas, and that's why an islandess doesn't get a Knas. And this anonymous opinion holds like Rabbi Yehuda that even a Na'ara could be Ma'enes. And therefore, the Bryce is about Mimandas. Nara does not get a knas, but a regular Nara does get a knas. Fine, beautiful. Let's finish up. Rafram Amar, my Mimandas. Rafram says, no, maybe a different shot. Maybe it's the real, maybe really Rabbi Meir Shita. Like we said, it's Rabbi Meir Shita, and Islandess is beautiful. Right? Islandess does not get a knas, because a katana does not get a knas, according to Rabbi Meir. What about the Mimandas line? My Mimandas, Haru'uya Lamain. Mimandas really means katana. That's what Mimandas means. It just means a girl who's at the age where if she would get married on a Drabana level, she'd be able to do Miyun. Ru'uya l'mayin, that's all it means. Ballistic Tanas, why doesn't it just say the more simple word Katana? Kasha, no answer given. The Shidduch Gubetzes here quotes the Rosh, who says, as we mentioned before, when it says Kasha, that's different than Tiyufta. Tiyufta means you're really stuck. Kasha means the Gemara says, okay, Kasha, figure out an answer. What could be the answer? So the Rosh and the Shita says the answer could be maybe the Mishnah is telling me Rabbi Meir Shita that he could only do me up until Naras, that a Nara can't be mine. That's why it's saying Mema Enes to tell me Ketana, because only a Ketana could be mine. Maybe that's the Chiddush of why it says, why it calls Ketana Mema Enes, because only Ketana is really the mine. So that's why the Rosh says it's a Kasha, not a Tiyufta, because you could have given that answer. Period. Okay, two dots. Okay, coming to the shiur today for the following Ar Sameach, Dayenu. Says the Ar Sameach, we got a problem with the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam paskins like this brisa. Eilanis ein lo knas. There's a problem though, because the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Meir. Gemara seems to say that Eilanis ein lo knas is based on Shitas Rabbi Meir, who says that a katana doesn't get a knas. Right? Why? Right? But the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir, that a katana, like against Rabbi Meir, like the Chachamim, that a katana gets a knas, but an Eilanis does not get a knas. So the Raivin says it's a Pella. Right, so I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Hakadi Paskin, Mineyu Bey, Katana versus Islandus. Says the Ar Sameach, Ze Muskal. Right, this is Muskal. After he figures this out, it's Muskal. Says the Ar Sameach. This is in Hilchas Nara Ubisula, Perak Aleph, Halachates. Together a Knas alabia yitachi mishde sibos. What's the Machayiv of a Knas? Why does a person have to pay a Knas when he's Ma'anis a woman? Two ideas. O mitzad asher shalal hoda ukvoda ki tibol labayla kshi b'sula. Number one, either he embarrassed her, he caused her embarrassment. He made her, he made her into a ba'ula. It's terrible. Made her into a ba'ula. He did something to her, A. Or, o shehu geder, shalo yiu b'nos Yisrael muvkaros laznus losi akadesha. Or, it's an impediment. It's a geder so that people don't do this. If you don't do this, we're going to be makones you so that you don't violate people. Not Tafka focused on her, that she, you embarrassed her. It's a punishment. Is it a punishment or is it an impediment? An impediment, is it a deterrent, thank you. A deterrent or a punishment? So he says, I'll give you two nafkamina. And then they're going to fit in together beautifully. Two nafkamina. Number one, Islandus. Islandus. If you're Ma'anis and Islandus, Misvara. If you're Ma'anis and Islandus. In Islandus, she's not going to have kids anyway. Right? It's not, there is a certain level of busha, but it's not the level of busha making a basula into a ba'ula. This woman is, right, the Gemara says, in Isha el Labanim, a lot of chazals that he quotes here. So the level of, by an islandist, for the first tzad, you might say that there is no knas, because there wasn't such a pagam in her. Masha Enkin, if you say it's a deterrent, maybe you need even more of a deterrent, because an islandist is mufkeres, you might not get married, you need even more of a deterrent for an islandist, so people aren't knowing min and kefker with her. So an islandist, for the first reason, you would say there is no knas, for the second reason, you would say there is a knas. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two says the arsamech, chayve krisus. Forget kimle. But chayve krisus, should chayve krisus get a knas? Versus ma'anis chayve krisus. So, let's think about it. If it's about the busha, this is even worse, this busha. Versus Ma'anis, his sister, his daughter, any chayvei krisus. It's even worse. So if you say it's misad busha, the first one you're embarrassing, you should for sure need a knas. But if it's misad geder, we're going to give him a knas so he doesn't do this. He violated chayvei krisus. What, the knas is really going to help? You really need the knas here? Oh, if he's not going to pay $50, yeah, then he's not going to do it. It's chayvei krisus. So if you say the second sad, so then there's no reason to pay a knas here. So he says, so what do we have so far? We have the two. Step one is two mechayvim for knas. Step two, we have two nafkaminas, islandus and chayvei krisus, and they work in opposite directions, right? As we explained. So says the Ar Sameach. What did the brisa just say? The brisa says that arayos no knas. Arayos means chayvei krisus, no knas. So if Arayas means no knas, what does that mean? What is the brisa holding? What is the brisa holding Arayas no knas? It's holding deterrent. Because as we just said, chayvei krisus, right, as a deterrent, not going to give a knas, because the guy violated chayvei krisus. No, the knas is not going to deter him. So the brisa seems to be holding deterrent. The brisa is holding deterrent. Al-Karkatai b'takazarak mishum geder shalo yibrezum b'nesol biznus v'lo yibrezum of karaslam v'lo ziyakadesha im kain ba'aylanis haroi lochush tvei. So by Islandus, according to that Svara, Islandus, you should be more worried if it's based on the Geder. But we paskin, says the Ar Sameach, we, the Rambam paskins, that what? Chayvei krisus gets avalidon to sabi chayvei krisus yeshlam knas. We paskin chayvei krisus gets a knas. Right? We don't paskin like b'chumim in akana. We paskin chayvei krisus gets a knas. Chayvei krisus gets a knas. So it must not be because of the Geder. It makes no sense for the Geder. It must be for the other reason of pegam. Embarrassment. This is even worse embarrassment. We pass an embarrassment reason. So, Islandus is embarrassment. The opposite. So embarrassment, that's only for women who will get married, who can't get married, right? Basula turning into a ba'ula. Avaloal islandless, as we just said before, that an islandless doesn't, should, that misvara does not get the knas if it's based on embarrassment. So that's the doke kizem muskal, right? He says, and this is the svara. So again, three steps, right? Two mechayvim of knas, two nafkaminas, and the nafkaminas, you see what we hold in terms of the nafkaminas by one, so that's what you know about the other. And that's what you'd be, how does he fit it into the Gemara? Not sure, it's a little difficult. The Gemara seems to say that Ilos is linked to Rabbi Meir, but there are always other Gemaras. He came up with the Svara, though. Yes?
But are there separate payments for
Kusha Pagasi? Are there separate payments for Knas is separate? He's saying the Knas may be inherently is connected to one of those payments, Boshas and Pagasi. The Gemara is separated, correct, but he's just saying the inherently the knas, you have to make the knas for something, it's a fine. Yeah. There is a busha by islandess, but if you say the knas is because you made her less people will marry her less because you violated her, in islandess he's saying already it's well, she already has simanim, maybe. Right. We're talking anything less than 20, maybe, we're talking about here. So she's already on the way. It's just not bevados yet. That's another answer given for the Rambam. Maybe how we could go. I think the Kesemish discussion, maybe it's a suffix. But you're right. There is some, but not the standard of boshes that would be needed for the Knas.
How does it fit in when we learn sometimes too much knowledge? We learned the other day that
Rameir
held that really
Knas is
the
Chiddush.
There's no rules.
We learned that according to Rabba, right? One of the sheeters of Rameir, the Knas is the Chiddush. So maybe not, you don't have to say that. Right. So that's what you don't have to fit all the sheets in. This is the Rabba. Okay, that's the Arsameach. Let's go by it. Two dots. Island is Ein lo knas lo pitui. An island does not have knas or pitui. We said v'raminhi. We have a brisa. 1 minute. Stira hachareshes v'ashoda v'island is a shota, mentally incapacitated, and chareshes a deaf mute. But island is yeshlan knas. Yeshlan dinis pesulim. Right. An island is the stira is between islandess. Islandess has a knas. The Gemara says v'ha my rum yaha harabayir harabanan. What's the kasha? That's the machlokas tanoim. Between Rameir and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would say, yesh the knas, because a katana gets a knas. The Gemara says, what was the havamina? Of course that's the answer. It's machlokas tanoim. So we shouldn't say the Mirachris Ilove. No, we brought up this brisa because we wanted to ask another brisa on it. The Shimon Kubetz discusses. So why do you bring up the first brisa for? I'm sorry, the Pnei Yeshua discusses. All right, because I wanted to bring another one. So what do you ask the first kasha for? If it's not a kasha. So he tries to figure out exactly, maybe it is a kasha. Either way, so to the following stira. Hachareshes vashod vabogers lamuchazetz. All these four women. Ain and Tainus Pesulim, there is no Tainus Pesulim. Chareshes and Shota, they don't have Tainus Pesulim. We assume maybe there was an accident. Bogeres, she's grown up, and therefore we assume the Pesulim have stretched. Mukhasei, she had an accident. Sumchas Omar, Mishum, Mayor Suma, Ain Tainus Pesulim. We'll get to Suma on Amid Beis about a blind woman, whether she has Tainus Pesulim or not. There's a machlokas here. But here, there's a stira now, because it says Chareshes and Shota have Tainus Pesulim. Do we assume they were a Pesula, or do they assume they were not a Pesula? Stira and Bryces. So Gemara answers, Amar of Sheshes, Lokasha, Horeb Gamliel, Horeb Yeshua. Go back to our good friends, back from the first parak, Horeb Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Then we had all those machlokas about, between the man and the woman, what happened, and she always said, it happened here, it happened this way, Muchaseitz, before marriage, after marriage. Rabbi Gamliel always said she was believed. Rabbi Yeshua always said she wasn't believed. Lomi Pia Nuchayin. So maybe that's what the machlokas is here, whether she has Tainus Pesulim or not. Rashi explains, because if she wasn't a Chareshes and a Shoteh, she would be able to taina a taina where we would believe her. So therefore, we're to'ein for her. What's called ta'aninan lei. And therefore, that's why she's believed, ein la tainas pesulim. Because she would be able to have a taina anyway. And the other sheet that says no, that would be Rabbi Yoshua. Tosfos asks on Rashi, v'kasha l'ri, we're being to'ein for her la'fuki mamona mi'bayla. It's a suffix. It's a suffix, we don't know. So we're being motzi mamon al yidei suffix. So the achronim say there's a fundamental machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos that comes up elsewhere. And that is, there's a principle called ta'aninon. That means when Bezdin is towing on behalf of somebody who can't be towing themselves, meaning orphans. Orphans, little kids. Let's say somebody's claiming money from orphans. Orphans have no idea if the father owes money. So Bezdin will be towing on behalf of the orphans. Is that called a tainus vadai or a tainus suffix? Bezdin really doesn't know. It's a suffix. But maybe halachically, ta'aninan has the status of a tainus vadai. So that could be the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says he's going to do it even to be motzi mamon ta'aninan. Tosfos comes up with a whole different shot of the Gemara. She could have said mukas eitz, but again, that's the machlokas. It has the status of a tanis vada. That's how you can be motzi mamon. Tosfos holds otherwise. Machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Fine, so we were related to that earlier machlokas. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Amar, the Shem says the Rebbe Gamliel hechad katana ihi. When do we say that Rebbe Gamliel says that? We believe her when she says something. Do we really believe in this principle of ta'aninan? We'd say it for her even if she doesn't say it. In, says the Gemara, yes. What Gamliel says she would be believed. We open the mouth of the mute, meaning we are tohain for her. The Rambam even says, this is a general principle. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Parakhov Aleph. What if the dayan, the judge, is seeing the case, and he sees that one of the parties is having difficulty getting the words out? Right, lawyers could have been in courtrooms, could be relate to this. You see a guy is telling the truth, but he's just not a good speaker. He's nervous. He's pressure. Mutter l'sa'ado ma'at. Says the Rambam, the dayan could help him a little bit. Ulahavino tchilas hadavar, give him a little start. Mishum sach picha leilaim. But v'tzorach leisyashiv v'davar zeharbe, you got to be very careful. Shelo yeheka orchei adayanim. Says in Perkei Avos, right? You can't favor one side. You got to be very careful what the dayan does. You got to be a professional, right? Professional Sanhedrin to be able to use this principle of sach picha leilaim. We always have to be fair in terms of the parties. But again, that's this principle of sach picha leilaim. Okay, second to last line. Bukeris, sorry? The question is, how do you understand ta'aninan? How do you understand how strong is this ta'aninan? Meaning, according to Rashi's pshat, it's a total suffix. You're just being towed. Right, Tosfos just comes up with a little different. Tosfos, the re on the third wide line, comes up with a different shot. Okay. First Mishnah? We're going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about that right now. So the Mishnah, the Brisa said, Bogeris does not have a tinus besulim. Bogeris, we assume, her besulim have stretched over time. So Gemara says, Vamara, Bogeris, yosel la la rishon. What do you mean? But we learned in Meseches Nida that a Bogeris, the whole first night, as many bias as one wants, the whole first night, we consider dam besulim. So you see, she has dam. You see, Bogeris is a besula. And we don't consider it dam nida. So Gemara says, you're right. Itika ton tinus dam im hachanami. If he says Tainas Dumim, so then Hachanami, we assume that a Bogeris has Dumim. And if she doesn't, then she's at fault. Hachamayaskin is a Katon Tainas Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach is what we don't believe, because we assume at this stage it might have been stretched. Rashi brings in, again, from the first Perek, from Daf Tes and Daf Yud about Chazaka in Antarach Pesuta Mafsida, the Neimanis gets back into that here. But either way, he says Tanif Ezra Basuach, we would not be believed. You have to work out then, according to your question, what was the first mission the Mesech was talking about? Psula Nisseis, but there, as we learned in Daf Tes, that's in terms of Shavi Anafshe. He could answer her if he wants, if he was under certain impressions, but not Lahafsida Ksubasa. Okay, Sumcha Sam Rav Shemayim Meir Suma in Latin is Pesulim. Right, we had a machlokas in the Ibraisa about a suma. Does a blind woman who gets married have a chazaka that she's a psula or not? So Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says we have to assume, the husband has to assume that she was not a psula. My time with the sumchis, why? Because we assume that she fell down. She fell down and she banged herself. And she banged herself on the ground and she lost her psula. To realize, remember, in those days, they didn't have the same types of clothing we had. They didn't have tight fitting undergarments plus another layer of clothing. They wore robes. It was much more common, you know, to get bruises in covered places than we have. So nechmed is agabe karaka. So the Gemara, kulanam mechibadi mechibadi. We all get bruises. Why only a blind woman? What's the difference? So Gemara said, no. Kula robes maris leiman. Anybody who falls down and gets a bruise, they'll run to their mother. Mommy, I got hurt. I got a boo-boo. Right? Zu, Einar Rav Einamar Le'ima. This one doesn't know that she's bleeding, and therefore she won't show it. And therefore what? So Rashi says, she'll show it to her mother. Her mother say, oh, you lost your besulim. And therefore she knows about it. And if she didn't tell her husband about it, Mekartos. That's Rashi's shot. She didn't tell her husband about it, Mekartos. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos has a little different shot, because Tosfos says, we're explaining Sumchas Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that we had way back, it goes to the first parak, that a Mukat Seis gets 200 anyway. So what difference would it make if she told him or not? Even if she didn't tell him, if it was an accident, she'd still get 200. Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says, no. She's screaming, I was a psula, I was a psula. She was a psula. So we know she wasn't a psula. If anything, she was a Mukat Seis. That's why it's a problem. We assume that she loses it. Because she was saying it was a... She was saying she was a psula. The Ritva quotes the third shot. Maybe the issue is that blind women fall down more. So maybe there's more of a rove that she it happens because she falls down more. Not only that she's going to tell the mother, but she falls down more. Okay, two dots. A woman who goes out, the last line of the Brisa said, if she goes out because of shame ra, if the husband was busy shame ra on her, no kanas or pitu. He says the Gemara, Vayosibishim shame ra, baskilahi. What do you mean? Mostly Shemra. And it was true? That means she was Mizana during Erisin? So it's a Baskila. She's a Chayiv Skila. So Rav Sheshi says, no, Hachi Gemara. This is what it means. Misha Yatza Aleha Shemra B'Yaldusa. If a woman had a serious rumor, which we'll define in a minute, when she was younger, so then in Lo Knas Lo Pitu, we assume the rumor was true, and therefore she is not a Basula anymore. She has no Knas or Pitu. So Amar Rav Papa, we'll talk about what level rumor it is in a minute. So Amar Rav Papa, Shvamina, what do you see from here? Comparing the context of Isurim to Mamanis, Haishtara Reya Lo Magvinan Be. So if you have a document that is rumored to be forged, you cannot collect with it. Just like a woman who was rumored to have been Mizana, we'll see exactly what it was, you cannot assume she was a psula, so to the document you cannot assume to be true. So Echidami, what exactly are we talking about? What type of rumor? If a call, a rumor went out that the star is forged, so to a rumor goes out that a woman is a zona. So we don't trust rumors. We don't trust stam rumors. We don't trust it. It doesn't have any teeth. Can't be talking about that. And Rav Papa wouldn't have used it by Dina Mamanis. So Ella, this is what we're talking about. To Asu Beitrei, no, two witnesses came and said, they can't say that she was Mizana because then there wouldn't be an issue. That's Pashat. Ella Va'amri, they said, Liditu Tava Tinu Bisura. No, two witnesses come and say, the woman tried to be Mizana with us. She didn't. But she tried to be Mizana with us. So the assumption is that if she wasn't successful with us, she was probably successful with some other men. And that's a similar here. To also betray Vi'amri, two witnesses came and said, Vi'amri, by Rav Papa's case, two witnesses came and said, this guy came over to us and asked us to forge a star for him. So in both those cases, we assume that this might be a forged star because he was successful with some other people. Someone says, 1 minute. Bishlama Hasam Shriche Prutzen. By Znus, there are many Prutzim in the world. So people are very, it's the Yetzirah, Prutzim are in the world. Elohachem, Hu Hosa Kaisa Mihochsaku. Are there so many forgers in the world? So many people who are not getting anything out of it. By Znus, okay, so there's Hana involved. Yetzirah is strong. But forgery, do we assume just because, so maybe he was never successful. How could her papa make that jump? So Gemara says, no, Hachanami, this is what we're worried about. No, because he was looking for forgery, maybe he forged the Adam's he forged the whole thing. He forged signatures. That's what we're worried about. And that's why we wouldn't trust this shtar. The Ritva has a chiddush here. The Ritva says, even if the witnesses come and say, those are our signatures, still you can't trust the document. Because you assume maybe he forged them. If they say, we remember signing, then fine, you trust it. Nothing better than that. But if they say, those are our signatures, then the Ritva says, you still not allowed to trust it. And the Rambam argues, the last line in Hilchos Eidos, in the Rambam says, V'yireli, that in this case, where there's a call on the shtar, if the Eidim come and say, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh, then you trust it. That's Kiyim Shtaris. That overrides the call. Okay, either way, that's Machlokas Ritva here, and the Rambam, the last line of Hilchos Eidos. There's more, but we'll continue. Mishnah, second Mishnah in the Perek. The Elu Shein Lahem Knas. The first Mishnah listed the women who have a Knas. The following women don't have a Knas. Ha'ba'al ha'giyores v'ashvuyah v'ashivcha. She'niftu v'shenizgar v'shenistachru yiseiro sabra shol shalom yamechad. All these women, but it's the third time we've had these in the Masechta. We had them at Daf Yud Aleph by Ger Cotton. We had them earlier in the Perek. And here, Daf Lamed Vav. So all these women who are redeemed and converted, etc., above three, meaning they're cheskas ve'uwa. Cheskas Be'ula does not get a knas. Tosfos says in Dibur Maskil Ve'elu, very important Tosfos, even though Mida Oraisa a Shvuya is not a Cheskas Be'ula, try to Cheskas Be'ula, you say Shvuya Hikilu so many times, but because she does not get a knas, Bishum De'en La Knas, Bishum Gzeirish Lotinasi La Kohen, Knas and Kahuna go together, Asa'uha Kibu'ula L'chol Dvareha. Tosfos says, Chazal came for the status of Be'ula for certain halachas. How far do you take this principle of Asua Kibu'ula? We discussed the discussion in the acronym. Beginning of the parak, is it really Kibu'ula or is it not Kibu'ula? Because we said that Tosfos says, you say Shvuya Hikilu sometimes. So there's a balance of how much the Chachamim gave the Vadai Derabanan Be'ula status. Tosfos here says, at least for certain halachas, they gave it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Shvuya Shenifteis Harei B'Kdushasa. No, Rabbi Yehuda argues, a Shvuya is considered Tahora. A Shvuya that was redeemed is B'Kdushasa Avavisha Gedola, even though she is a Gedola. Haba Albita, in the second half of the Mishnah, Haba Albita, Abbas Bito, Abbas Bino, Abbas Ishto, Abbas Bino, Abbas Bita, a person who lives with all these women, Ein Lahen Knas, no Knas, B'Bresham B'Chai B'Nafsho, these are Chai V'Misas Bezdin. And anybody who's chayv mitzvas bezdin does not pay knas according to everybody. That's a kinle b'drabanei that everybody holds of. Shenemar v'lo yason anoshi anesh, as the pasuk says in Mishpatim, if the woman who the man who is fighting with the other man hits does not kill anoshi anesh, then he has to pay for the vlados. Again, this is the second makar that we've had for kimle. We had risha achas at the mechayv v'yid mechayv b'shem shtei rishayos. And this is the second makar. Two different kimleis. This is by Misa and Mamon. That was by even Malkus and Mamon. Okay, so that's kimle even by Misa and Mamon. Interesting, the Ramban says, Habal Bito, what do you need kimle for? Who does the knas go to? The father. He's the father. Who's Ma'anis' daughter? The Ramban talks about, you know, what do you need kimle for in that case, Habal Bito. Okay. Which is because of Bulgaris before Amad Badin. Knas is only from Amad Badin. He gets into Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Amr Devar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa say the same Shita. Rabbi Yehuda had Amr. Rabbi Yehuda is in our Mishnah, who says that a Shvuyi is considered Tahora. Rabbi Dosa, the Tanya, Rabbi Dosa is a Salas. Shvuyi, Ochalas Betruma, the Rabbi Dosa, a Shvuyi can eat Truma. You assume she was not Nivala Lapasola. Amr Rabbi Dosa, after Rabbi Dosa says, Prima Asala, Rabbi Allah's. What did this Arab do to her? Tosa says, not because it was only Arabs that take captives, but Aravim, the Gemara assumes, are Shtufei Zima. So the Gemara says, V'chima Asala. You just look around today. Right? What's the reward that all the Mechablim are supposed to get? V'chima Asala, Ravi Alas. Right? What did this guy do? He molested her. Does that mean that he violated her? So therefore, Rabbi Dosa says that there's no reason to think that she is Tamea. So Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda the same Shita. Says the Gemara, is that true? Amar Rava, Dil Malohi, maybe you can be Mechalik between the two. Adkan Lekam Rabbi Yehuda Hacha, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that you could assume that Shvuya was Tahora, Elosh Lo Yichod Niskar? By Knas, because you don't want the other guy to get off scot-free. So you're going to make him pay, even though you're not so sure about her. Aval Hasam, Garbanan Sviralei. But over there, maybe he holds like the Rabbanan, that no Truma. Inama, Nami, or the other way. Adkan Lekam Rabbi Yehuda Hacha, Elosh Lo Yichod Niskar. When does Rabbi Yehuda allow and say Shvu, allow you to assume that a shvuya is tahora by truma drabanan of a knas daraisa karbanis virle, but maybe we're not going to be motzi mamon midaraisa based on this. So maybe they're not the same exact shita. Amalei Abaya, the time of Rabbi Yehuda hachash lo yichotei niskar, who is Rabbi Yehuda only based on chotei niskar? But hatanya Rabbi Yehuda omer. But at this case, Rabbi Yehuda says shvuya shenishbeis harei b'kdushasa. Rabbi Shvuya is b'kdushasa afilu bas eser shanim k'subasa masayim. Even bas eser shanim. She's there for 10 years, because she still has a ksuba of 200. It means nothing to do with knas. You see, Rabbi Yehuda says his shita of tahora even outside of the context of knas. V'hasam ma'ish lo yeh chotei niskar ika. So what's the issue of chotei niskar there? So hasam nami dimna mimni v'lo nasvila. No. There's also another reason. No, because if you don't give her a knas of 200, nobody's going to marry her. So that's another reason to say that we would make, even if you're not sure, we would allow you to assume that she does not get a, that she was not violated, and she is a bisula. I'll do a little more. So Rabbi Yehuda b'kdushasa kaima. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that she is b'kdushasa? V'atani, we have the b'raisa, and you have tosefta and yavamis, hapodes ha-shvuyi yisa'ena. If a person redeems a captive woman, he's allowed to marry her. Meid ba, if he testifies about her, lo yisena. He cannot marry her. We'll explain that in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beikach Avengach lo yisena. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he can't marry her either way. So hagufakasha, what does the brisa mean? Amr da podesa shvuya yisena. If you say you redeem her, you can marry her. V'hadar tana meid ba lo yisena. And what if you testify about her that she's tahora? You can't. Should the meid ba lo yisena? Why is that worse? Why is that worse if you testify about her? So halokasha, no, this is what the brisa means. Hachikamar, hapodes hashvuya umeid ba yisa'ena. If you redeem her and testify about her, then you must be really sure and you could marry her. Meid ba kidi lo yisa'ena. But if you just testified about her, you can't marry her. We'll see, because maybe you just want to marry her. So the Gemara says, mikol makam kashla Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, it's a kashla Rabbi Yehuda, who is the second opinion, who says, either way, you can't marry her. What do you mean you can't marry her? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, you can assume that nothing happened. So two answers. Amar apapa eim Rabbi Yehuda, Amar bekach megach gisa'ena. Either change her. Rabbi Yehuda really says, you can marry her either way. Or if Huna Rabbi Yeshua, Amar no. The other way. La'olam gidiktani. Like we had it. That Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot marry her. But really, Rabbi Yehuda l'dram the Rabbanan kamalhu. He's just talking according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Lididi, says Rabbi Yehuda, according to me, Beikach Omegach Yisa'ena. According to me, I know she's Tahora. Either way, you can marry her. El Liditchu, but according to you rabbis, Beikach Omegach lo Yisa'ena mi ba'ilei. What difference should it make about redeeming her and testifying about her? Either way, you should say she can't get married. So for Rabbanan, what would they answer back? No. Hapodes hashvuya meid ba yisa'ena b'shadi ina shuzi b'chdi. If a person spends thousands of dollars to get her redeemed, it must be that he knows that she was not violated. And therefore, if he redeems her, so then he can marry her. Meid ba kidi lo yisa'ena, but just testifying about her, he can't. Why? Shemein anasin ba. Maybe he just wants to marry her. He has no idea, but I'll testify about her in order, and he's a Kohen, I'll testify about her in order to marry her. Period. We'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Okay, and as I said at the beginning of the shiur, this is the tachlis. The tachlis is the day-to-day activities, not marriage, after the marriage, when you live together, right? Not the Sheva Brachas, we had Sukkah, right? It's the day-to-day, day-in, day-out right here. And you can't get better than Ksubis, Baruch Hashem. Shas Katan, every day is exciting. Let's keep it up. Sponsored by...